Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
How was your weekend? We've tried to connect for a couple of days now. I'm thrilled to have you on the phone.
No, I appreciate that. It was a crazy Friday, Thursday and Friday, so I'm sorry about the confusion.
Oh, not at all. It just means you're incredibly busy. Your staff was amazing, and we found you, and I'm thrilled to have you here. Wanted to talk with you after a statement you put out last week after the budget announcement was was announced by the governor and Republican legislative leaders. The quote from your statement said, after more than 5 months, the governor and Republican leaders are merely beginning to listen to House Democrats and the people of Michigan, who know that we need to invest in our schools and create jobs for our workers. Tell me about that statement and where that came from.
Well, we started out this budget process, obviously, very disappointed that the governor had recommended using the school aid surplus to balance the general fund budget. And so we went out to business over the last couple of months to make sure that we let everybody know what was happening. And so we had been very much telling people in Lansing that this was a wrong approach or a bad approach to trying to make to fund schools. And as you had seen around, you'd seen demonstrations in all the districts around the state, people very upset about this transfer. And I think with the agreement between Republican leadership, you can see that they at least started to listen a little bit at what we said. It does not go as far as we think it needs to go. And I think that's really where it came from, which is it's still not fixing schools, and it's not going to be as good as they like to claim.
Are you pleased with the bit of movement that occurred with some of the money coming back to the students?
Yes, I'm always pleased when you see a change of heart on how things went. Obviously, a lot of the information that was shared locally in schools around the state had an effect on people. That changed their mind so that they changed their mind on that. But the troubling thing for me is that there's a small amount of money that would go to schools based on certain criteria that would have to be met in order to qualify for it. And so instead of just giving the schools the money that they're deserved based on what we've done over the last many, many years, we've said, okay, schools, you're going to get some of that, but you have got to follow four or five principles in order for that to happen. And it should just have been put into the school the foundation allowance so that schools could use it based on what they believe that the way they should use it.
There are some who have said that taking the money out of the school aid fund is unconstitutional. What are your thoughts in terms of that?
Well, I think it certainly borders on that. Whether or not it's actually true is hard to say. I mean, it can be debated all day long. It's happened in the past, obviously. This isn't new, but what's been attempted, at least, is to refund the money after it's over with. And I think this is very significant. I couldn't tell you. I've not been there a real long time, 4 years, but I couldn't tell you where they've taken this much out. And the other issue that's related to that is it's not just does it take it out of the school aid fund, but the new tax plan that the governor and the House Republicans passed will now eliminate that $750 million transfer from the business tax to school aid so that you've created a permanent hole in the school aid budget for years to come without any real alternative to try to fix that.
Talking about taking the money out of the school aid fund and in part giving some of it to colleges and community colleges and universities, what are your thoughts about rating that at all?
Well, I don't really think it should be rated. I think people expect that the school aid fund would go to K-12 or early childhood education, and I think that's what they expect. Now, not only are you moving over to general fund, it's not just colleges and universities, it's anything else to try to help balance the budget. And in this case, on top of maybe using it for colleges, universities, and community colleges, you're also cutting community colleges, I think, 6%, and universities 15% with some more pieces that are requirements on them, 5% more if you raise tuition to a specific level, another 5% based on the budget so far if you provide same-sex benefits. So it's just, now that is completely unconstitutional because now you are getting into the university's business when you're not supposed to.
Yeah, I believe there are some challenges coming on that area in particular.
Yes, I would expect that you will see some court challenges on that.
Now, Governor Rick Snyder has said that he wanted to reinvent Michigan and he wanted to change things structurally in that. And we are hearing, House Speaker Jace Bolger's spokesman said on Friday, we now have a structurally balanced budget for the first time in a long time. Do you see jobs coming out of this?
Well, two things. There's no guarantee of jobs. I think the governor and House Republicans said that their number one priority was jobs, but even a Small Business Association survey of the businesses that would take the credit said that less than half of them would say that they would actually hire anybody. And so you're making a significant change in how things are done with no guarantee that there'll be an investment in the state of Michigan. And I think that's just too much of a roll of the dice, as well as the fact that this corporate income tax, the 6%, and also taking LLCs and S-Corps out of the mix, it's a very unstable tax. And around the country, others who have done it have seen that. And that's really not a way to structurally balance this budget over time. When you don't really know exactly what the revenue is going to be, it'll be very difficult to budget in the future.
Now, we're up against a deadline here, the governor's self-imposed deadline of the end of the month of May, which is coming this weekend. And what are your initially, did you think this was even possible? And is it a good thing where we are now?
I think it's always a good thing to get this budget done early, especially for schools. Schools expect this to happen by the July 1st so that they can they know exactly what their budget is going to look like. And it's been something that I have been preaching for the last 4 years since I've been there that happened. So I think that's a good thing. But I do believe when it comes to the general fund budget, there's some time here over the next couple of months to try to sit back and relook at how this might be, which I think could be a little fair for the people of the state. And I think that's the part. We can fix the school aid budget very easily. We use the money that's there for schools. It's done. It's over with. It's resolved, and we can let schools know where we go. And then they'll sit back at the table and look at the general fund budget going forward and before the fall, if possible.
Are there any discussions going on this week, or what discussions are going on this week before it gets to the governor's desk at the end of the week?
Well, I believe that the plan this week will be to get the conference committees. And from what I have heard, they expect to get those conference committees done by the end of maybe even tomorrow, if not Wednesday, so that Thursday and potentially Friday we will be voting to confirm this budget for good before the 31st, which is the governor's deadline. And I'll give him credit for getting it done, that's for sure. I mean, I think that was something that was a priority for him and House Republicans to get it done, but I believe that the direction is the wrong direction.
There was a huge rally at the Capitol on Saturday, estimates between 6,000 and 10,000 people. In alluding to your statement early on that the governor and the Republican leaders are merely beginning to listen, do you think they're hearing the voices at these rallies?
I think they're hearing people. I really do believe that many of them have been. When we started out this process with this tax plan, there was a lot of momentum going forward. And then as they started to hear from seniors who said, look, you're taxing my pension, they started to hear from parents who said, look, you're taking money out of education, and people that are poor, as well as religious communities who've spoken out against cutting earned income tax credit when, you know, the least that can afford it will now be paying more while businesses are paying so much less to corporations. I think they have heard some of that, but I think they've gone a little bit too far, and the rallies around the state, and you know, quite notably in Lansing, it certainly shows that the people are very upset with what's going forward.
Well, Representative, I appreciate your time so much. I know you're a very busy man, and I appreciate your perspective, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
No, thank you very much, Cheryl. I appreciate the opportunity.